Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
My name is Ryan. This is author Tony Lodge.
It is.
And we are calling Georgia.
Georgia.
The state, not the country.
Oh, sorry. Or the person.
And it's Julia Ann.
Julia. Julia Ann. What a beautiful name.
Hello.
Hello, is that Julia Ann?
It is.
It's Tony and Ryan. We're just wondering if you'll approve the podcast.
Of course I will.
Yes.
Hi, this is Julia Ann from Georgia, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, big day actually.
Big day.
Tonight we're in Adelaide, 6 p.m. at the Mall Balls.
The Mall Balls at 6.
Saturday we'll be in Sydney at the Sydney Opera House. More details on that coming up as well. Uh-huh. Plus, after yesterday, Tony, you introduced us to the concept of not giving the bird anymore but giving the thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
There's a lot of correspondence and feedback and updates.
I'm glad because it was one of my prouder things until, like, obviously you guys, you know, cut me off at the knees.
Cut me off at the knees.
Because I said, wouldn't that be a great idea? And it'd be really hurtful. And then you both did it to me.
Well, I would argue that doing to you was basically saying, yes, Tony, great idea.
Work.
Yeah.
It does work.
So it was a supportive thumbs down.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But yeah, there's some new ideas being thrown around by the TARPA. So that's on the way.
A couple of women's days as well.
Don't make me lower these thumbs.
That's quite funny.
No.
That was actually quite funny.
Point them to the core of the earth.
New idea. It's a women's magazine in Australia. For anybody that doesn't know.
But first, let's do normal or nah. These are all submitted by TARPAs in our Facebook group and through Patreon, so you can send through yours. Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly says, even though it doesn't affect my vision at all, when driving in tricky or unfamiliar territory, I must turn the music off so I can see properly. I can't see if there's music playing. Is this normal or nah?
Normal.
Yeah?
100% normal.
Because you like to pump the tunes in the Audi, though.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I'm a music car person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drive. There is no drive too short for me to, like, queue up a few songs.
So Tony lives, would you say, 26 metres from the supermarket?
Yeah.
And so you'll get in, queue some songs up for the drive, drive across the street and park and be like, oh, Miley Cyrus.
If I'm doing my big shop and I need the car,
Okay.
I would do that.
And how do you go when you get into this? Like, will you music off when you get to the shopping centre?
I normally wind it down before I have to wind my window down.
So no one can hear what you're blaring?
Well, yeah, just because I find that super obnoxious. And because at Vic Gardens, there's, or at most, like when you park into the parking lot, if someone's like trying to talk on the intercom, imagine being the asshole that's like got your music blaring and they're trying to be like, the thing won't let me out or whatever.
And you're sitting there being like, downtown!
We're going through a Macklemore phase.
We're going through a Macklemore phase.
Yeah, but 100% normal.
Yep.
I always wind the music down when I'm like trying to search for an address or something. I just get overstimulated otherwise.
Yep.
I can't concentrate.
So my partner Bridget is very like, I guess, interested and curious. You know how like the economy's bad and all this stuff. So with politics and economics, she has like a lot of questions.
Yep.
And sometimes on a Sunday morning at 6 a.m, she'll be like on her phone and be like, hey Ryan, what's the deal with the monetary policy going on here and how does that affect the house and blah blah, and it's like, it's not the time. So when we're parking, for some reason she thinks that's a great time to go, so when the government reckons they're going to do this in 2024, does that mean that this and I was like, I'm trying to park the car.
I can only do this right now. Ask me in 30 seconds.
Don't get on your high horse about men not being able to multitask and then fucking put this shit on me.
Yeah.
You know I can't do two things at once.
When the car's in reverse, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
That should be actually a universal rule. You know when you're a kid and your mum says, oh, it's illegal to put the lights on in the car? It should be fucking, your mum should tell you that it's illegal to talk while the car's in reverse.
I don't think an episode of this podcast has gone by without us discovering a new lie told by your mother.
No, this isn't like an online thing. Everybody, like, so you know how when if you would turn on the light, your mum would go, don't, like, you can't do that.
No.
Okay, this is like a universal online thing.
But illegal?
Producer Cam, sorry, I just need to ask. Did your mum ever tell you that or have you seen this online?
She wasn't quick enough to say, turn the fucking light off.
Yep. It's a real thing.
What was the name of your book?
I don't need therapy and other lies I've told myself.
I think the follow-up book, and this is perfect, is like, insert lie here, and other lies my mum told me.
The thing is, though, that this wasn't only my mum. This is mums around just the world.
Oh, well, if mums around the world were jumping off cliffs, would you? Just because everyone else is lying doesn't mean she's not lying.
No, I know, but like... That should be a better thing to tell people.
That's a great follow-up book though, isn't it?
Well, I'm not writing another book. There's no fucking way.
Yeah. Normal or nah? Oh, this is fucked. And you fucking fuck you, you do this.
Oh.
Sorry, I've come out of the guns hot today.
Wow.
I'm defensive about illegal moves in the car park.
Okay.
Girls plucking their partner's eyebrows. Jordan asks, this real natural feminine urge, is it normal or nah?
Normal.
Now, I actually have an issue here with Jordan because when she says their partner's eyebrow, no. It could be colleagues.
Business partner. Co-host.
We're sitting next to each other and you're like, can I just...
It was in the car and the lighting in the car just as you're driving through, the sunlight caught this fucking 6 meter long eyebrow hair that you had. It was taller than you are. And it was like poking out of your face. I think it comes from a place of being like, I would want you to tell me if I had a big eyebrow sticking out.
Well, where's the line between telling and you just being like, just tell me, and just ripping it out of my face? I think there's a video.
That's friendship.
Yeah.
I think that's a true relationship if I could do that.
Can anyone else let me know if this is normal? This is just a personal sidebar.
A personal normal or not?
My grey eyebrows... seem to find the need to grow at 4 times the pace of the regular coloured eyebrows. And so it's always like brown, 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 and then this long
white
girthy
one.
White one.
And they're always more painful because the follicle is like a fucking bulb of garlic.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
So you pulled out a whole tree with a root system.
Yeah. It's so gnarly. But yeah. I'm getting, like, I've got greys obviously in my hair because I'm a person.
Yeah.
And like they kind of come in at the same spot on either side in here. And because my hair is like dark at the moment, I've never really noticed them because my hair was always like dyed blonde.
Does blonde and especially like a, what's it called when it's not like a straight color? It's like.
Like foils.
Yeah,
or
and highlights. Yeah. Does that kind of, the greys just kind of.
Just kind of all like camouflages itself.
So you're noticing more now that you got the darker hair?
Now that my hair's like one colour almost. But I'm noticing them. And because I thought the same thing, I was like, how is the grey hair shorter than the rest of like... But I think it's
that's
that
a newbie.
They're kind of, it's new and it's coming out of nowhere and it's fucking growing at the speed of light.
Yeah. Fuck, this podcast aged about 10 years in the last 5 minutes, but I'm here for it.
Or it's a new age where, like, you know how people say, oh, nuevo rich, like, oh, you're a new rich, but we're new old people.
We're
I'm
new
like,
old people.
I'm just realizing the grey hairs.
Oh, yeah, shit. Washing your duvet, or if you're not a freak, you'd obviously call it a doona. Emma says, I wash the top sheet and the fitted sheet because it's the only actual thing that touches my body. Until I mentioned it at work the other day, I didn't realize people actually wash the duvet cover as well. Is washing it normal or nah?
Normal.
Absolutely normal.
Yeah.
I get her theory, but still like...
Your arms, like, you're still like touching it and asleep in it.
Have you ever sat on the end of your bed while you put your shoes on or got railed or something?
Obviously don't have a dog in your house as well because like ours gets covered in like grime from like Pip getting on the bed.
Does she get on the bed?
Yeah. How'd we have the pet steps. Yeah, I knew that was coming. Yeah, so she's got foam pet steps. And when producer Cam babysat and house sat for us, like the pet steps were there and he was like, they're a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I just thought this was comedy, but no, they're a real thing.
They're a real thing. But yeah, so it gets grimy because someone... Do you know what someone said to me once? Because I hate a top sheet.
Yeah.
So we have fitted sheet and then a doona on the top.
Couldn't agree more.
It's the best way to live. The only way to live, actually. Yeah. And someone said to me once, oh, I think that's fine, but it just means you've got to wash your doona cover more. And I was like,
are we not doing?
Yeah. Like, because that's the only thing touching my body. Like, but they were kind of like, oh, well, that's fine, because you just got to do that more. I was like, well, Like, wouldn't you be washing it the same amount anyway, because you're fucking popping them all in the same time?
The reason I don't exercise is because I have to shower every week.
Yeah. Are you washing that grey hair?
Yeah. also, just calling a doona a duvet.
Oh, it's very English, isn't it?
Oh, do you think you're better than me?
Yeah.
Do you think you're fancier than me?
Oh, it's like when people say Hoover. It kills me. What do you mean? It fucking kills me. You know when people say, oh, I've just got to do the Hoovering, like the Hoovering? I hate that.
What's the Hoovering?
The Hoovering is like vacuuming.
It's a vac... It, no.
I know. Well, you don't have to fucking tell
you
me.
You drive to work. You don't Audi to work.
Oh, can I have a Kleenex to, you know...
Maybe you should start Audi-ing to work. I mean, you are, but, like, start saying that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Make it a noun?
Verb.
An adjective.
Verb.
Verb. What's...
Close. So a noun is a person, place, or thing. Adjective is a describing word, and a verb is a doing word.
Fucking right, eh?
Give me a year three teaching job.
I'd love to do year three English again.
Maybe you should. But I fucking hate it when people say hoovering.
Same.
Duvet pisses me off, but hoovering like really right gets off. Me. Yeah.
Josie said, I'm Australian, but when I hear an Australian accent on an American TV show, I cringe up and want to vomit.
It's awful,
isn't it? Fucking
it?
Is, eh? Do we really sound like that, says Josie? Is being embarrassed by our own accent normal or nah?
Normal. It's the like when you're watching TV and it's all these like beautiful American accents. And because all TV is American pretty much, you just get so used to it. And then you hear an Australian accent and you go, what the fuck is happening?
Because we hear Australian accents in Australia every day.
All the time.
It's so normal. But when you hear an out of context, you go, fuck, that does. Like when you hear an Australian tourist when you're overseas.
I was literally about to say, you never run faster in the other direction than when you hear another Aussie overseas.
Doesn't that guy sound like a fuckhead? Yeah. And then you go, I probably sound like that to him.
But they're always yahooing. Like, I don't think I've ever come across another Aussie tourist while I've been away that I haven't been like, we're not with them. You know, like you always feel like you have to justify the fact that you're not together.
When we go to America later in the year, do you reckon other Australians are going to steer the fuck clear of us for this same reason?
Because
we're going to be those annoying, disgusting, obnoxious Australians.
And we're going to be filming everything.
Yeah.
Plus, I plan on buying more merch than you've ever seen in your life.
There is an I Love New York t-shirt not purchased in October, something's gone wrong.
Honestly, the bank's going to call me and be like, what has gone on?
Hey, Tony, someone's stolen your card and spent $15,000 on sporting merchandise. And you don't like sport, but there's lots of like cheese hats and foam fingers and I Love New York
t-shirts. I don't know what a cheese hat is, but I want to find out.
Statue of Liberty hat.
The crown. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want that so bad. I want that so bad. And a GoPro and a selfie stick. Was that you?
Could have been. Thanks for calling, though. How you been?
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, don't call me with that shit Australian accent, though. I'm trying to enjoy my time in America.
While I've got you, though, do you mind upping my credit card limit?
Yeah, how are we looking there? Can I put that on points?
Hi, this is Julie Ann from Georgia, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time you like. All of the information's in our show notes. But a big thank you to Diana Cripps. Thank you very much. Megan Hardage, Victoria Farrow, Hannah Damo. Bloody love you, Hannah. Thank
Damo.
You. Alexander Logan and Pete's Shitty Bathroom Towels Limited. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
And the guys down at Shitty Bathroom Towels Limited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them Tony and Ryan sent you for 10% off. On Saturday, the 1st of April, a young Western Australian girl's dream will be coming true. Tony Lodge grew up dreaming of singing I Still Call Australia Home in the infamous Qantas commercials.
Mm-hmm.
After being brutally rejected by the National Girls Youth Choir.
At 29.
At the age of 29. You've decided to film it yourself.
Yep. Fuck it. Let's do it.
So this Saturday morning, 9. Now, it's really, we looked at the map and the calendar and we're like, okay, here we're going in here and blah, 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 blah. We didn't really click that it's on April 1st.
Yeah.
It is on April Fool's Day. It is not an April Fool's gag.
We don't do pranks.
We don't do pranks.
We actually don't do that. We would not do that to somebody.
The worst episode of this thing that happened was an accidental prank when Tony thought she was going to be an Architectural Digest.
Well,
that felt pranky only because I didn't think you'd believe me.
Okay, please don't victim blame me.
No, but since then, we just want to make it abundantly clear that we don't do stitch-ups and pranks.
We would not do that.
Pull my finger.
That's not our thing. Never, ever stitch people up like that.
So it's a real deal. This Saturday
9
at 9 a.m.
White shirt, white button-up shirt if possible.
But I'll just accept a white shirt.
Yeah.
Because the reality is that everyone is going to be in like this wide shot choir. Mm-hmm. So we won't like see the exact buttons on your shirt, but we will see hopefully a sea of white shirts,
black pants.
And all you need to do is, should we do the three of us, just the final three lines?
Yep.
I still call Australia home. Three lines?
Three?
Three lines?
Oh, sorry. But that's not what they're going to do.
Yeah, that's what we need for three lines.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, aren't they just in the last line?
Well, we'll edit around it, sure.
Oh, okay.
But
sorry.
Just to get a bit of momentum.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. We hadn't practiced.
So it'll sound, all you need to do is say, I still call Australia. I still call Australia. I still call Australia.
That was fucking
not beautiful.
Great, but a pretty good harmony.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that
wasn't
was good.
Awful. Yeah. Cam did the lower fifth, which is lovely.
So, but as you can tell, that last line is the real hero line, which is why we need a lot of people to back Tony up and make this real.
And I'm willing to share the spotlight, so people better come down
for the last bit.
Mm.
It's all Tony before.
But you just said it's the hero line.
Yeah, it's a hero line.
Yeah, so I'm willing to share the spotlight, but people just have to come and do it.
Caitlin, I will absolutely see you there. Jordan Cunningham.
See you there, Caitlin.
I will be there, says Jordan.
Jordan, see you then.
Chris Kelly said, I'll be there with my white shirt, black pants and gorgeous locks.
Love that. See you then. Wonder what hair to expect.
Ian, are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't Ian, are you fucking kidding me, in Brisbane?
Is driving from Brisbane. He's already made a road trip playlist.
What's
he? Round of applause.
He's driving from Brisbane?
Yeah.
Why didn't he just fly?
Oh, sorry, mate. We all.
With Qantas? Well, that's the whole thing.
Well, the irony.
Yeah, see, you're about to be a dick to me.
The irony of us flying there, paying for our own flights on Qantas to film a fucking ad for them that they're.
No, the ad's not for Qantas.
No, it's for a girl's dream.
The ad is for my dreams, yeah.
I made an executive decision on the fly, but I'll just run it past you.
Yeah.
Dogs?
Nah.
Okay, good. Because Jazzy and her Aussie Shepherd Merlin will also be there.
Nah. I don't think we can do dogs. They always say, don't work with kids, don't work with dogs. Too hard to organise. No dogs.
Okay, I'll have to message Jazzy back and I'll let Merlin know that you hate him.
Hey, Merlin, that's not what I said.
Well, that's what he thinks.
Saying someone's not invited doesn't mean that you don't.
It's pretty dark though. But that's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Tonight in Adelaide. Tonight in Adelaide, 6 p.m.
Tonight in Adelaide, 6 p.m.
No singing required in Adelaide.
No singing required. Actually, nothing really required.
No.
If you just come down and want to get a selfie, that's totally fine.
Yep.
But Saturday morning, 9 a.m., not an April Fool's gag.
Not an April Fool's gag.
And if you are listening to this podcast maybe in the future,
don't
because
come.
You've gone
it's already happened
to the beginning and are re-listening from the beginning, 2023.
April 1,
do not come if it's past then.
I tell you one of my favorite new shit jokes.
What?
Is when we meet someone and they go, oh, I've just found you guys and I've gone back to the start. And I go, oh, has Tony had the twins yet?
Mm. Yeah, it's good.
And they go, really? I'm like, no. And they go, oh, okay.
It's so good.
Shut the fuck up, Cam. I think we can all agree there's nothing more cutting and more brutal than the line of, I'm not upset.
I'm just disappointed.
Doesn't that just cut you to your fucking knees?
Yeah. Tony. I'm actually glad that my mum can't say that to me anymore.
Yeah. Don't worry. Cam and I can be disappointed for you.
Oh, great.
See?
Yep.
Yeah. Tony and Tapa, Abby Norman, yesterday introduced us to the concept of giving, instead of giving the middle finger, you give the thumbs down. And is it fair to say we all fucking love that?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's so good. So the idea is that, like, yeah, if you're in the car, instead of getting angry and giving someone the finger, you go, you know what? Thumbs down.
And it just hits them a bit, like, deeper in the soul.
Yeah, I think you, again, 3 a.m. wake up. You're forcing someone to go, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Is this what I'm doing?
Am I that person? You know?
Renee has messaged through.
Oh, hello, Renee.
Who follows on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Renee's friend Kat gives people the thumbs up. It's the same idea, but brutally sarcastic.
Nice one, fuckhead.
Yeah.
With the thumbs up. I like that.
Yeah. Chris said, yeah, the thumbs up just ruins people. It ruins their day and probably their week.
Nice. I like that, actually. That's maybe a bit more me.
Yeah, maybe just the look on your face like, oh. Oh, the face you just pulled was awful. Delilah said, I just like a soft, like so soft, disappointed shake of the head. It's as if you're so annoyed you can't even be bothered to give a full shake. You just like, oh.
I do that.
You would.
I do that.
Yeah.
If someone like pulls in front of me or they just like, you know, don't indicate something, I just go. It's a soft shake, but it's quite effective. Well, it makes you feel better.
No, it is effective because I've, just for like day-to-day mishaps, I've copped a few of those from you and I can confirm. Like if you went off your rocket, I'd be like, oh, fucking Tony.
Classic Tony, yeah.
When you do that, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It fucking sticks.
It does hurt, doesn't it? It's the disappointment. Instead of someone just getting angry and you go, you're projecting, someone having the personal strength to just go,
nah, mate.
Yeah, it kills you. Oh.
Bree. And I guess we're curious to know what it feels like on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Bree, I made a mistake while driving and the other driver made direct eye contact while slowly clapping. And it hit me right in the guts, and I'm so disappointed with myself.
I would have gone home.
3 days later, every time something funny happens, like the moment of pleasure is cut when I just remember that. So like something happened, she's like, oh, I remember that time yesterday when that guy clapped him. Like, it's in her.
Yeah, that would kill you. That would, but to know that it is effective, but I think it's only, the thing is that I think it's only effective to self-aware people. And self-aware people don't often do really dickish things on the road because they're like aware that if you cut someone off, like the implications that could have.
So you're saying when you say, sorry, when you say self-aware, do you mean like, if they look over and they're not aware that they've done something shit and they see someone clapping, they're like, oh, this guy's pretty happy with my form. Well, thanks, mate. All right, back at you.
Well, I think that like...
I think he's trying to be a dick.
Yeah, and you just go, oh, no. See, I would consider that like ignorance is bliss.
And it is.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think that only a self-aware person like...
Bree.
Like Bree. Sorry, Bree, forgot your name for a second. But only a self-aware person like Bree would go, I fucked that up. And that has cut me. Whereas if you did that to someone who, like, didn't give a shit and you just went, oh, nice one, they're not going to actually think about that.
Yeah.
So maybe it doesn't matter because are they even going to think about it? Do they care that you're disapproving of what they've done? Because they go, well, I don't give a shit. I'm running late for work, so screw you.
Screw you. Well, Bree, for being self-aware, you've been penalised.
Yeah. And Bree, we'd like to send you a little smooch through the airwaves because that sucks and that would really upset me for the whole week.
Through the airwaves. I didn't realise we were doing radio on San Diego's
Can she not hear us?
Isn't through like a radio thing?
Well, the airwaves, it's like, it just, isn't it all air? It's all air.
Yeah, it's going to come from someplace.
Yeah, like it's all air.
This is for me.
Thank you.
Shut the fuck up, Ryan. That's a self-clap.
Was that for me? Oh.
That's a self-clap. Oh, I'm getting the thumbs down now. Kiki says, I'll lean.
Kiki, do you love me?
Do you running? She says, I'll lean right back and get my hands up high so they can see them above the steering wheel to give the slow clap. And then I'll drop a, well done, mate. during the clap. Kiki, that's a fucking harsh.
That's fucking... That's wild.
Well done, mate.
But no one's going to hear the well done unless you're in a car park or something.
Well,
which,
I just assume most of these are.
I wouldn't do anything in a car park because you can't go anywhere.
Well, so, neither can they. You just yell at each other from across the concrete mound.
So, say you're doing the clap and the well done, mate.
Yeah.
And they are a fucking, like, what's that movie where...
Mad Max.
No.
Titanic.
You just know your movies. What's the movie with Russell Crowe in it where he's like a psycho...
Gladiator. The Beautiful Mind.
He's like a psycho... Can you shut up? I know the movie.
And the whole movie is
him. If only you gave me a fucking second to explain what I was fucking talking about. Well done, mate. Thank you. No, where he's like a crazy road rager.
Unhinged.
Imagine if you do that, you drop the well done, mate, and the slow clap, and then they come, they just fucking knock you out. You're not doing that in the car park. See, I like to be sassy, but I also like to be safe. And that's how I live my life. I'll only be sassy when I know I can get the fuck out of there.
Permission to speak?
Please.
Could you
Titanic!
Think you
300!
When
the song's on perfect singing! American Pie the wedding!
I'd like to... the worst of the American Pies. I would like to check the tape because you said, what's that movie called? And like, it's like you asked me the question and then got fucked off because I answered
it. No, I was like, what's that movie called? And I was trying to explain the movie. You just started saying.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing today?
Yeah,
I'm good. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to talk.
That is not the same thing at all.
I have a question though.
No, so if I went, oh, what's that movie called?
You're asking the question.
No, but it's like, what's that movie called? ...
Oh.
Because I was obviously going to give you like clues to help me figure out
what it
was. I
thought it was like, what's that movie?
Even then, what would that be? What game would that be?
Guess a movie, and that's what I was doing. It could have been Titanic for all I know.
Well, it wasn't. And I just, I'm blindsided by the fact that you would just be so stupid. Thumbs down.
I have a question.
Question.
Is there anyone more terrifying than to be hunting you down and being unhinged than Russell Crowe?
Mm. Especially if he had his phone on him. Ooh, is that him?
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
Put the phone down, Russell. That's a pop culture reference.
Yeah, from...
20 years ago?
1996?
If we could find out what year that was. I'd love to know! No, that was Mel Gibson.
No.
Was it? Okay.
I mean, they've both thrown phones in the time.
Yeah.
2005. Okay.
Okay.
What year are you in?
What is it now? 2023. I was almost right.
That's 18
20
years.
Almost.
He's touring. We can go see his band.
What's he doing?
He's a musician.
Is he?
Yeah. He's doing Melbourne in a few months. Do you want to go see his show?
Yeah. I think I've told this story on the podcast before that Torbs once saw Russell Crowe in the airport. Have I told this story before? I think I have ages ago.
Is that it?
Yeah, literally that's it. Torbs was eating a schnitzel in the Melbourne airport. Russell Crowe walked past and Torbs went, oh, and like pointed at him and Russell went, yep, and like gave him a nod of the head and kept walking. And every time Russell Crowe comes up, Torbs tells that story.
Oh, I met him in the airport. Yeah. We sat down and had a palmer together.
Fucking talked to him.
You were eating a palmer and you stared at him.
You saw Russell Crowe. Basically, you could have just been watching him on TV.
Like, so hang on.
That's how close it was to fucking...
Are you telling me that Russell Crowe and Torbs were in the airport at the same time?
Uh-huh. And Russell Crowe actually met someone who thought he was Torbs' brother.
Well, I was just going to say, we learned that Torbs is a comedian last week at the doctor. Maybe he should also submit that story to Tony and Ryan Coincidence Chat.
Yeah.
Because that is...
It is good, isn't it?
Have I told you I've had dinner with Maggie Beer?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, is this celebrity flex chat?
Oh, no, but like every time she comes up in... And so Bridget claims it wasn't her, but it just looks similar.
Oh.
But every time I
see... Wait, what do you mean? You would know if you were sitting down with her.
Well, that's what I say.
You sitting down with her?
Oh, no, like she was in the restaurant.
Oh. So not that at all?
Yeah, it didn't look...
That would be like me being like, oh, she gave me a cooking lesson because I watched her fucking show. Like that's not the, that's
yeah,
not the
and
same
then,
thing.
And then in closer inspection, I don't think it was her.
Thumbs down. Yeah, nice work, mate.
Oh, Maggie B. Yeah, we've had dinner with her, except it wasn't her.
And it was a different part of the restaurant, and it wasn't even her.
Yeah.
Fuck. Some stories are good. Anyway, all right.
Finally.
Mm.
Taz has sent through the most Australian thing ever.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't heard this line in probably 10 or 15 years, and it brought back all of the feels.
Oh, here we go.
When someone cuts off Taz, she leans back, gives him the thumbs up and says, "On you, Sonia."
Oh.
Oh, that fucking does me right.
Anya Sonia is good. I think I said that to you a little while ago.
Did ya?
I think I said Anya Sonia and you called me Sonia for like 3 weeks nonstop.
When did that happen?
Yeah, if I search Sonia in my text messages.
There's been too much Googling in this episode already.
No.
Welcome to the We Google Shit podcast.
Look, there's 3 messages that come up that all say thanks, Sonia, and they're all matched to yours. It's like riding a bike, Sonia, is one of them. Oh, great. Yes, that's the document I have. Thank you, Sonia. And thanks, Sonia.
What day today?
The 1st of... 11th of the 1st. So January this year.
Oh, that's a lot longer
ago. January this year and February this year. 12th of the 2nd as well.
Okay. Well, when I said I haven't heard it for 15 years, what I really meant was...
Time moves really slowly when you work with me, so I'm actually going to forgive you for that one. Oh, I'm embarrassed because I've got a weird you love to see it that I think you're going to... I don't know if you're going to like it, but I was really excited when I saw this.
Can I just... I feel like we need some good you love to see it because this episode has been a fucking mess.
No, it's a good you love to see it,
okay,
but
great.
I just think that you're going to be like Tony Wah.
Okay. Don't make me put my thumb down because...
Okay. No, I think this is really good. I think you're just going to think it's a little bit left of field.
Okay.
Tony Hawk.
Skateboarder.
The skateboarder. Yeah. Obviously, Tony Hawk. Have you ever seen like Tony Hawk on Twitter and stuff, how he always says like... People recognize him and they go, "You look just like Tony Hawk." And he's like, "No way." And he like takes the piss out of him.
That's
yeah,
so
it's
good.
So funny. Anyway, he broke his femur, like broke his leg really, really badly in March last year. So a year ago, 2022. Yep. And he yesterday posted on Instagram that he did his first heel flip since he broke his leg. So for a whole year, he's been like on a walking stick.
Fuck.
And he was like, "I'll probably never skate again."
Shit.
Because it was like a really, really bad break. And he's back on the board.
He's back.
Yeah. And he posted that on his Instagram and he's like, and everyone's getting around him like, "Tony, yes, like that's so sick." I thought you fucking love
you
to see
love
that.
You do love to see that. You love to see
Tony
that.
Tony Hawk is an institution.
You know what is also an institution?
What?
Do you think one of the most iconic PlayStation games of all time is Tony Hawk?
Yeah,
is that PlayStation?
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also because Tony Hawk, Pro Skater, that was for people that weren't only into games. Like, you could play that, like, anybody could play.
Well, because I'm not a gamer guy.
No.
But any, and then because it just gets a bit ridiculous after a while. And it's really, like, you're jumping off planes and doing shit.
Yeah.
And doing wild shit.
And you just have to, like, mash the buttons, basically, to do an
ollie. So my gaming strategy is just move your hands.
Yeah.
And I just hit buttons. And then you're good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and that just, like, by chance and sheer, like, what is, like... it's like a numbers game.
Yeah.
But at one point, you're surely about to, gonna get like a good combo that gets you the high score. Or
smash
whatever.
Those buttons, baby.
But he's back on the board.
He's back.
And
he's back.
I love to see that. I thought that was awesome.
My love to see it is Jerry not winning Survivor.
I don't know those words.
Australian Survivor finished this week. And Jerry is possibly...
You made fun of me before for saying the airwaves. What are we on a radio show? Are we on a radio show now? Talking about Survivor.
Survivor's
what happened on Maths yesterday?
Oh. I actually watch real shows.
Like Survivor.
Like Survivor.
Yeah, right.
So I reckon I've watched 2 seasons of Survivor. And for some reason
I've
in the last...
I've never seen it.
For some reason in the last 3 weeks, I've just sort of fallen into this season.
Sure.
But it's one of those ones I reckon you get 2 episodes in and you're like, "I'm fucking in now. I know him and I care. I hate that guy, but I love her."
You get sucked in. Mm.
Jerry is possibly the worst player Survivor has ever seen. And he still made it to the end. And
what is worst player? Like... Because I don't actually know the show at
so
all.
So you kind of got to build alliances and votes. So if you go, "Oh, hey, like, Tony, if we both want to make it to the end, let's team up. And when we go to vote, we'll vote together and make sure we get rid of those guys."
Oh,
and stuff like that.
Strategy.
Yeah, but...
but you have to trust them.
Yeah, but then also what will happen is, like, I've brought you into this alliance, but then I might blindside you.
How good's the word alliance?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And so what
So
happened,
Jerry was fucking people over during the show?
No, he just wasn't doing anything. Because when it gets to the end, all the other people in the game vote. And it's basically like who did the best game. So even if I like snaked you, you'd be like, "Oh, you got me." But like, respect the play. Because that's what it's about.
Oh, okay.
And so Jerry just like didn't do anything.
As in just played their own game?
Just was hanging out.
Oh.
Talking shit. I think everyone's like, oh, if you want to like make a move, because you know at the end people are going to vote on the moves you made, and if you haven't made any move, and he just didn't do anything.
So how do you get to the end?
Well, people like
under the radar.
Yeah, but then people are like, well, if it comes to a vote, they're not going to vote for him, so I'm going to take this sucker along with me. Because when you get to the end and you go, well, I did all this stuff, Jared did nothing, who are you going to vote for?
Oh, they get to kind of like plead why they should win at the end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so not only was he the worst player ever and didn't do anything, then they go get to the speech and like, so why should you get the money? And he's like, oh, just, you
I
know.
I was here.
Yeah.
I'd ate all that shit food or whatever they have to do.
Yep. Yeah. And he received a total of 0 votes. And for those who are watching Australia Survivor, it was actually quite satisfying. Because the whole time you're like, surely, are we missing something?
Yeah.
Is he going to pull this rabbit out? It's going to be so unsatisfying.
Yeah.
And then when he got 0 votes, I was like, this is actually quite satisfying. So my love to see it is Jerry losing.
So just before, I'll just refresh your memory that you said.
No, I don't need to be refreshed.
We need
some need to be refreshed.
We need some good you love to see it to round out the episode. Is that you sticking with that one or did you?
Did you want me to do another one?
No, that's great. I probably just should have gone second. All right. Thank you so thumbs down. Thank you so much for listening. So I just.
That was a shit one.
It wasn't great.
But you know who was worse? Jerry.
Yeah. Fuck you, Jerry. I don't know them. They might be a nice person.
Probably not.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we'll see you tonight at 6 p.m. in Adelaide.
Yep.
Thursday. What's the date today? Thursday the 30th.
Yeah.
So don't come if it's not the 30th for you.
Yeah, today, well, that's it. Hey, tomorrow we're talking about the first time you did the hippity dippity.
Yeah.
That's a juicy one.
Oh,
no
don't say
no,
juicy.
No,
huh?
No.
Okay.
That's tomorrow on the show, though. We'll chat to you then.
Love you. Bye.